Okay, Wednesday afternoon. Shiur number 59, Derech Hashem, 59. Wednesday, Parshas Chukah, Zion Tamuz, June 20th. And we're in section 2, and we're up to the beginning of Perek Vav. Perek Hey started giving us insight, a theory of literally the mechanics, the physical, the Hashem's decrees. There's a whole chain, and there's a tsar, and cause and effect. Everybody, it's a chain of, from the top to the bottom. Now, she is along the same lines. It's going more into the degree of how decrees are carried out. How Hashem, so to speak, makes decisions. You're going to be punished or not, if something's going to happen to you. So there's an entire judicial system in Shemayim, and it's almost certain that the halachas of Sanhedrin are based in of witnesses is taken from how Shemayim, not Shemayim modeling, but we see it as the same model. The court, there's defendants, there's prosecutors, there's judges. We're going to see everything, who's doing all of this. Judges who are deciding, weighing different factors, taking different things into account, and there's a verdict. The Perek Shishi is how do these Dinei Shemayim come about? You know, we used to say, it's Pashet. This happened, Hashem wanted to happen. But as we're starting to see, it's enormously complicated. It's an enormous system that's been created. It's Mesudar. Hashem, just like we saw in Perek Vav, I spoke out. Hashem doesn't want anything to happen arbitrarily. Nothing happens just, there's no question about arbitrarily. Hashem wants to rain, it's going to rain. So we know physically it's true. That's not what happens. Or rather, it happens, but I skipped around 2,000 steps in the middle. How that will is carried out. So in the spiritual world also. And now we're talking about how the decision is reached. There's an entire system. And that says, see there how Adam Baruch Hu, says the Ramchal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Masader, he arranged Shehan Hogas Olomo Kula, the running of the world, Beima Shalom Mishpat HaMasim. Whether it's the events that happen as a result of the choice of the people have free will, a lot of things happening in the world that are not kashur to Bechira, that are kashur to Hashem's running of the world, that are kashur to Hashem's deciding which nation is in the ascendancy, to be cut down to size, which nation should win, which nation should lose, which nation should be rich, which person should be rich, which person should be poor. So not everything is a result of Bechira. That's what we saw, the two highways in the Ramchal and the earlier Prakim. One is a one-way highway going from Shemayim to Arez, and one is a two-way highway when it's kashur to Bali Bechira. So it goes up from earth and then it goes back down. So everything that happens in the world, every hanhoga of Hashem in the world, whether it's to an individual or to a nation, good, bad, we can't tell yet what it is. Everything that happens, Yasa Kisbeseder Kemalchus Aretz. Like I said it 50 times in the last parak. There's a system. There's an orderly system. There's a way it happens. It does not spring out of nowhere. It's not an arbitrary, okay, off is his head. Or okay, he's going to have $1 million this year. He's a good guy. I'm going to give him a reward. Much more complicated than that. In effect, you could say, well, it ends up the same way anyway. If you win the court case, so you get $1 million. But it's a lot of things that can go on, and we'll understand a lot of, I would say, if I was talking to men, I would say a lot of Gemaras, or you, if you learn Chumash with Rashi, there's a lot of Rashis that say different things, which we're so used to it already that we're not even aware of how weird it sounds. Like, HaKotam Mekagve B'Shas HaSakona. What does that mean? Who cares if he's Mekagve? He's not Mekagve. Why is HaSakona? Hashem is going to do what he's going to do anyway. Hashem cares if it's B'Shas HaSakona or not. There are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of members of Chazal. On Pesach, there's the Torah on Tefuah. On Shavuos, there's the Torah on fruit. On Sukkot, there's the Torah on water. Everything is very... I think there's a hierarchy. Harkayel, how do you say that word? What would totally be the word?
Hierarchical.
Everything's very hierarchical. Everything is with a system, an ordered system. And that's how Hashem wanted it. Why? We don't know why. But it's dangerous to say that we can, but I'll say it, we can extrapolate how we should conduct our affairs. Although it's not always true, because, I don't know, you know, it's like saying, if I had to make a bet, and we know, I mean, the Torah is based in the system, is probably, just logically, to my mind, I didn't go through the whole Masechet Sanhedrin to match up every single din that's in the Beis Din and the Sanhedrin, but I'm sure, I don't know that in my mind, that if that's how it is in Shemayim, that's how he made it Diba Oretz. The Ramchal is on the other way. The way the Malchus does things for Oretz is the way he does it in Shemayim. Yayosa Kaseidah Kein Malchus of Oretz. But that's a funny way of saying it, because really it originated in heaven, and then people copy that. Behind them, but they deem them courts, Sanhedrios, larger courts, and called Archeim, Chukosayim, rules of evidence, what evidence is accepted in court, what evidence isn't accepted in court, what evidence has impact, what evidence doesn't have impact, because this, we're going to see this, millions of factors. I moved books on Shabbos, let's say. I wasn't even in Nisayon, and I moved books that I really wasn't allowed to. I couldn't figure out a heter, so I just panicked, and I moved books. Okay, now Shemayim, my neshama is hauled before the court. Maybe this takes place after the Mitzvah, maybe it takes place right away. I'm not sure about this, if they make Abdullah. So they say, that guy moved books up. And one angel says, that's horrible. Another angel says, it's only the Rabbanon. The other angel says, no, but don't you know that the Rabbanon can be worse than the Arizal? The other guy says, what? That doesn't make sense. He says, you forgot Rabbi Yoni, Shari Tshuva. The sixth paragraph, Rabbi Yoni explains why to violate the Rabbanon is worse than violating the Arizal, so to speak. It reflects lack of Yerush Shemayim. And another Malach pops up and says, yeah, but there were Chosh of a guest coming, and he just panicked. He panicked, he lost his mind. It's mitigating circumstances, maybe we shouldn't punish him so much. Another Malach says, when it's Nageya, him, he doesn't panic so fast, he keeps his cool. When it's Nageya and Avera, all of a sudden he panics. Then the other guy says, yeah, but you know, he grew up, this is what happens. This is what any other thing. Another Malach says, you know, he grew up in a, I don't want to insult any sect of Jewish people. He grew up in a not from home. Yeah, then I can say it's the same, because not from is not from. So you know, a from person has a natural aversion to Muksa. But he grew up, and to him, Muksa is like, he has to remember not to move it. Like, it doesn't come naturally. So that's a mitigating factor. And then someone else, another Malach says, no, the other way around. A person that's so used to mutzah, he can forget himself and move the mutzah, but he has it ingrained in him not to touch mutzah. You know, it's like he's aware of it, because an FFB is not so aware of it, because from when he's a child, he's not touching mutzah. He doesn't even think about mutzah anymore. So And then they go back and forth. And then there's a decision. And we don't know what the decision is. Hashem really decides, Ramchal says. Because only Hashem, what I said is nothing. There are thousands of factors. And everything is taken into account. Maybe I was by a friend's house once. And I saw him move muktzah. And I was horrified. But it has an effect on you when you see it. And no lightning came down from heaven to strike him. So, you know, that's a mitigating factor. I don't know.
Hashem is always the ultimate judge, or is
he's going to explain where Hashem fits in, so to speak. But this is what goes on, and it's like a court case, you know. And everybody gets a chance to talk. In fact, it's much more complicated than a court case, because in Dinei Adam. Let's say the person is trying to determine if I owe money or not. There's no mitigating. They're not supposed to be. I'm not talking about today's, but they then don't get me started. There's not supposed to be any mitigating factors. If you owe money, you owe money. That's how it is in Dinei Adam. In Shamayim, it's a different system. There's mitigating factors. Because when Hashem is punishing you, he'll take into account the pressure you were under, the friends you have, chinuch you got, the upbringing you had, and all these things like mitigate or intensify what you did. Hashem said, I gave this guy everything in the world. I gave him one, you know, from parents, went to the best yeshivas. He gave him a head, he understands learning. He moves both sides. So there's a lot of factors involved. And the factors don't play a role in Beis Nishomato, in Beis Nishomato down here. Whether it's owing money, or getting malchus, or eating a cheeseburger, there's no mitigating factors. Why? Because people can't relate to mitigating factors. I can't read the person's mind. I'm not aware of the nuances of his personality. So Hashem had to make a system where if you do not pay, you get punished. If you owe someone money, you have to pay. The monkey business is because they're influenced by Western culture, and in Western culture nowadays we have to take everybody's feelings into account. So how can I say one side's right, one side's wrong? They're going to feel bad. I don't want anybody to feel bad, Chas v'Shalom. So we have to say, like they do in a car accident, they say, well, it's 60% his fault and 40% his fault. The Torah is no such thing. Halakha says you're either at fault or you're not at fault. Either 100 or 0. It could be in Shemayim there's a different chesed. Because, if you cause a hazard to someone, so indeed the other you don't pay. It's just causative. I mean, it's very complicated. But what's called causative is also very, very, very complex. Anyway, it's Labor Day. And you know, and people are doing things the whole day, every day. And it's like so Heinrich was the examiner on Hebrew, and there's a district attorney, and there's a prosecuting angel, there's a defending lawyer. And called our chemical, whatever you see down here, I don't know if there's a grand jury, I still don't know. Jury means it's all these years. It's like a preliminary step. Something like they say there's a habamina that he's guilty. Something like that. Am I right? The grand jury says there's a habamina.
I don't know what that means, but that gives the indictment.
Yeah, so in other words, we're not throwing it out of court. He still might be innocent, but there's something going on here.
Right.
Okay.
So
there's
a case.
There's that. He may see their bodhi dinim shown him. Hashem arranged different bodhi dinim. Shalim saw him ruchniyim. The players are spiritual creatures. Madregos yuduos. More experience, less experience. Maybe some halachim know cheshavishvit better. Some halachim know Ebna Ezer better. Maybe some halachim know Yerideya better. The different Madrigas. So if they are the Urbukala and Yonim Ariyah, we shall fate. There's a court system. Everything goes there that's worthy of adjudication. They give the verdict. He's going to talk about Hashem in the next paragraph. Here he's just saying there's a system, there's a president. They issue the verdict and then they carry it out. Hamoshah and Daniel, the Gezeiras, Irin Pisgama. Daniel is Philip Aramaic. And he talked about seeing loads and loads of Malachim making decisions. Where does Hashem play in all of this? Paragraph 2. In Ehudis Baruch Shemao, Mofia B'chol HaSanev Yosoeglu, he appears in one of these court cases. I don't know, he looks in. And so it sounds like, U'mashpia Bo, that's already a strong lashon. He So this sounds like all these things I talked about, all these millions of factors that come up, a Malach would not know about that. A Malach can't read minds. A Malach doesn't know the future, the past, present, fully. So Hashem makes sure that they have the information they need. Even if they can't, they're not aware of it. They don't know it because they can't read minds. Malachim can't read minds. They maybe are not aware of everything that happened in the person's life. They don't know if he had a third grade Rebbe that abused him. I don't mean the sexual abuse. I don't know if the police bring that up. But the Rebbe slapped him a little too often. Nowadays, that's abuse. So Hashem tells them all the information they need. Hashem provides the file and says, okay, file number 86,946,742. No, this is no. Okay, let's examine her folder. Okay, oh, we have this mitigating factor, that's mitigating factor. Ooh, look at these good deeds she did. I say, if you're mavater, if you're a person that's mavater, Hashem might rebook the whole folder. Hashem says, if that person is mavater, I can be mavater. It's neither can I get neither. Most people think that they would rather their whole file would be thrown out. Or not. So Hashem makes sure they have the information. It sounds funny, but this Ramchal is really... Again, first of all, he had these things with Kabbalah. I don't mean Kabbalistically. I mean the basic meaning of the word with Kabbalah, handed down from Rebbe to Talmud, from Rebbe to Talmud. Again, I think, I'll say the same thing I said in Perek Hey. It gives us pause when we realize how every little thing we do is fraught with meaning. Right? Someone asks you for directions. Who remembers after 120 years? When you get to Shemayim, they're going to tell you, you walked away, so sorry, I'm in a rush. I'm in a rush, of course, I need directions. But if you stopped, you gave directions. So who remembers something that interacted for 7 seconds, one day out of a lifetime? But it's going to be on the video, Shemayim. They're going to judge. You had a chance to do a chesed. It didn't cost you much. The person was lost. And now you're in a rush. But maybe you were good in a rush. Maybe it was a man in a rush and his wife called him up to come home quickly and help him put the kids to sleep. And she's on the verge of collapse. So then maybe he was right in rushing home. See, only Hashem knows everything. We're all going to be done the kapsos. But Hashem knows the truth and the reality, so he's done the mishpat the way it's supposed to be done. Even the malachim can't. Malachim don't know. Psychological factors are taken into account. Not in Beis Hashomach, though. They're not supposed to. Again, I'm laughing, but unfortunately, that. Very unfortunately. Nowadays, it's not the system. It's not their fault. It's a Western culture that doesn't know how to be objective and doesn't know how to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Chad Mashmoi. And yes, that's my opinion. I'm ranting a little now. But my opinion is that, you know, nowadays, you're not allowed to be right and wrong. It's considered uncouth if there's somebody right and somebody wrong. You have to say, oh, well, it's a little, first of all, let's compromise. Let's make a compromise. Otherwise, you're seen as a Nazi, you're a fascist if you say one side's wrong, one side's right. He's not talking about that. He's talking about when it's not that, of course, all right. Zillion times worse. Totally arbitrary. But it's a problem. That's why your first bracha is this kind of shofar, it's not always here, yeah, we have good looking there too. But, you know, it's hard. But Hashem is the model ambassador. So Hashem makes sure this is interesting. In court, and although people don't realize it, it's the same in halachic court. There's rules of evidence. I'm not saying in halacha there's all the rules of evidence. This is inadmissible evidence. This bloody knife. This knife which has blood all over it. That's inadmissible as evidence because you searched his apartment without a warrant. That's pasuk. That's like not in a chiddush anymore. That's actually, you know, so. But this sort of thing is inadmissible evidence in halacha also. No, I think in English law it's official that they describe it as that it's not a search for truth. It's like a ball game with sides, and whoever wins. Whoever hits a home run gets a home run. You don't say who's right. You're not searching for the truth. Now, halacha is tricky. It's much more subtle. It's much harder to understand the depth and the clarity of what a bezel is supposed to be. Because on one hand, there definitely is a search for truth. On the other hand, there are very strict rules. And there are very strict, there's rules. There's rules of what you can say, what you can't say. There's rules of what would win you with the Torah. Even though the Bezdin has not yet been convinced that that's the truth, but there's rules of who wins, like an argument, like a debate. And there's rules whose words are stronger. But Hashem is only a search for truth. After all this system of mitigating factors, it's only because you're searching for truth. You're not searching. Hashem is truth. Hashem knows the truth. Hashem is, he sounds like he's saying, okay, Bezal Shalmal, law can never paskin wrong. Because Hashem is telling them basically what to say, what to paskin. He's revealing the reality to them, so they can't say differently than the reality. Okay. And sometimes, this is like, it's funny, it sounds a little funny. Sometimes Hashem sits in. You know, like a kohen gadol, go to the Beis HaMikdash and do the avodah whenever he wants. Are you aware of that? Kohen gadol could, there's a system in the Beis HaMikdash of turns. Families of Kohanim have turns. 24 Mishmaros, are you aware of it? You say it in the Kinos of Tisha B'Av, because we go through the whole list of the Mishmaros and you say how they don't exist anymore. It was a cycle. That means every family, every priestly family served 2 weeks a year and change. So there were 24 mishmaros, 24 times 2 is 48, around 48 weeks of the Jewish year. Right? So it basically worked out. But So sometimes I said, Brother Karizal can just walk into the Beis HaMikdash any day and says, okay, fellas, pack it in. Call it an early day. I'm taking it off. I'll do the rest of the appointment for the rest of the day. He could if he wants. So Hashem could appear at a base in Shalmaila and he could join the proceedings. We don't know what these words mean, you know, it's just words. But we do, so you say, well, what effect does that have? What does it mean? Because we don't understand what it means. It would only be meaningful if you tell me the effect. Then I'll understand that that's what it means. Because I don't know what it means. Hashem sits in. It depends on the Mataras, but Hashem sits in sometimes. So the Mepharshim you explain, it will result in more rachamim. Because Hashem could say rachamim. And the Malach has no powers to say rachamim. So he does the best to find mitigating factors. But he can't just rachamim. So Hashem sits in sometimes. V'yesh menasa nefesh ha-kodesh b'rosh, sometimes he sits in and he's the chief justice. V'nish ne'emar, the pasuk, v'iziyas Hashem yoshev al kiso, v'kotzvo ha-shamayim, omen olo v'imino v'smolo. So the Gemara immediately asks, Hashem has no right and left. What are you talking about? So the Gemara immediately answers, the right means the defending angels, that's called on the right, and on the left it's called the prosecuting. Upirshu chachamenu zechonam b'tracha elu ma'iminim b'schus ve'elu masmeimu b'cholfa. Left is considered mitzvah sadim. Left is considered just a lower intensity. V'ma Daniel adi korsavon ramin v'adi gani yisid dina yosef u'v'sifrim sichon. They're opening up all the books. So there's been the Dilamala, and Hashem sits in sometimes, and sometimes he leads it. The Yomnam, the top, Yomnam Nidra Dover Kahu, he did for Miyargal Lamala, Kamu Menan Dignur Mitzvah Medina Shacholish Vedish. It is amazingly complex. Hashem, okay, he's a good guy, a bad guy. Santa Claus, you know. Good girl, oh yeah, I'll give you toys. You aren't a good girl, I won't give you toys. It's not like that. Here, every action a person does is put under the microscope. And the mitigating factors, if it's a weird thing, Chassid Shalom would say, so the mitigating factors are trotted out. Sometimes the prosecuting angel to make the demands. How exact it is, Nips of Medina Shokol Israel. How exact each person's din is. Because every person in the world, imatsu tarnos rachos. A lot of that mitigating factors. I spoke to Zabed. If he sees Bishonos, where he was raised, who was that? Who was Germain? Who are his friends? What is his emotional makeup? Some people are naturally more suspicious of other people. Some people are naturally more helpful, more generous. Some people are naturally have low self-esteem and they do things in order to compensate for that. Every person is like a whole world. So he says, it's neither Ishael the Drochem Harbe. It could go many ways. First of all, every person is completely different. And every action he does, some things he has a big yitzhar for, some things he has less of a yitzhar for, some things are part of his daily life, some things he does understand, some things he doesn't understand. It's enormously, enormously complicated. Every person, there's a few billion people in the world, every person, and then every action of each person. There's a mitigating factor that says, let him go. He won't do it again. I'll sign for him. And then there's the prosecuting angel, who we're going to see later, is called Mr. Sutton. And he is the prosecuting attorney, the district attorney. And this is all the system Hashem wants, that there should be one Malach, whose role is, and that's what we call the devil's advocate. That's exactly what it is. That's not really where the phrase comes from. The phrase comes from when they pick a pope, someone called the devil's advocate, that says not to pick this guy as pope. That's where the phrase comes from. But the concept of the devil's advocate is what we're talking about when they say, you know, the mitigating factors are not mitigating factors. Punish him. He doesn't deserve to be hammered once on him. I keep repeating myself, but it's impossible to, for me, I'm such and so eloquent, it's impossible like, to describe the multi-layered, multifaceted, multi-leveled everything a person does. We know ourselves. We know that something we do could be because we're trying to be a good parent, we're trying to be a good spouse, we're trying to be a good child and parents and a child. Like everything crashes together. Yeah. Well, anytime you do an Aveira, you create a prosecuting angel. That's what Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Not every Aveira creates. But there are prosecuting angels besides the ones we create. Keep calling Yonei Ha'olam is very, I mean, we keep saying this, but here the Ramchal says it. Everything that happens in the world, Murkavet, is a composite. A composite of personalities, a composite of emotions, a composite of psychological insights, a composite of jealousy and anger. And, you know, who would have thought that Korach was jealous? But you need Chazal to tell us that Korach was jealous. You don't see in the Chumash he's jealous. Adarav, he's a populist. You know, he must have been, yeah, the Kamas, I'm not calling any Holland word COVID. The Harkovos, Rabos, Bamas, or Mamish Murkov, they're composites of hundreds of factors, hundreds of emotions, emotionalisms, things, you know, that your mind will say, you have to understand, this reminded this person of his childhood, and all these things. It doesn't play a role in Beis Shalmata, but it plays a role in Beis Shalmata, but it has to be true. Not just smokescreen, Hashem knows it's true enough. And if Shachem is Rav Shon, who call them Achinas Amityos Eilu, this Galus, they reveal what they did in the Yonim or Eilu Ma'amitah, because Hashem makes sure that all the information is channeled to the Dayanim. Kol Echad Ben Atzova, of the Atzova, the Tzvah Shemayim, so the Malach in charge of prosecuting such and such an action gets told all the mitigating factors of that action. And goes around everything. Actually, ben kulam, between everybody, this galos abchinos kulam. Everything is revealed. Why you acted a certain way is revealed. Habitual, not habitual. Lonely chadov. Tozi shokel inyan fi. Kol abchinos amit yusayin. Somebody, I don't say who, maybe together, they weigh all the accounts together, all the mitigating factors. The Teitzei HaGezeira K'sihah knows, and the decision is rendered. Ulam HaGemara Zeh, Yaseu Mishu Reish Mabes Lahu, it's like the Chief Justice issues the verdict. And Ve'emu Mi'apotei Din and Shehavadim Baruch Hu, wrote to the Yosher Shamrosh, if this is one of the Bukhti did, that the Baruch is participating in it, everybody, you know. He Ne'yapo Bishak called Sophie the Fon of him, Hashem knew everything already. Hashem knew from the beginning of time everything that's going to happen. So, like, but still he sits there. Yamir Chachal HaMashurasim, he lets everybody fight it out, slug it out, argue, reach a Maskona, Sophie the Fon of. Whatever is revealed to them as truth. So they fight for what they perceive as true. The Yigmar HaDavar Kfir Roy El Hashem. You know, it ends up being the way it should be. Nitzel of Yisrael is at paragraph 3. And this is an interesting statement, but it's true based on everything we've said till now. She'ena kadosh baruch hu nodas ha'olam b'b'chinas yidiyaso. Hashem has not done the world because of things he knows. It's like saying a judge, maybe, I'm not sure of the law, this is a very complicated issue. A judge on his way to traffic court saw a guy run a red light. He saw him. Then he comes to court and then he tightens this, he tightens that. He says there's a sick mother in the hospital. Now the judge knows already, Hashem knows reality already. Hashem knows what's true. He doesn't need this whole court system to hammer it out. Hashem wants this to say there. We're not sure why. We're not told why. By the Ramchal, not here at least. He wants the start. He wants it to go through these channels. This is how he wants it, the truth to be revealed. Not because by that Hashem, Moshe, Lomer, Lamar, Reuven stole from Shimon, but by that Hashem, Moshe, Lamar said it, but they did, and this will be improved. This will be not proved. Hopefully the guy